In the face of mounting opposition from doctors, hospitals, and patient support groups, as well as from within his own Republican Party, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced yesterday that the vote on the Senate bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act would be postponed until after the senators returned from their 4th of July recess.
We're going to continue the discussions within our conference on the differences that we have, that we're continuing to try to litigate. Consequently, we will not be on the bill this week, but we're still working toward getting at least 50 people in a comfortable place.
To pass the bill, McConnell needs to get at least 50 of the 52 Republican senators to say yes, and at this point, the estimate is that he has 44 at best. Hardline conservatives feel that the bill still leaves too many of the provisions and too much of the cost of Obamacare in place, while moderates worry about the impact on the constituents in their state. In many cases, these senators are under pressure from the governors of their own states. Republican governors outnumber Democrats by more than 2-1, but many of them govern states that expanded Medicaid under Obamacare or are fighting an opioid crisis that will depend on Medicaid funding. The Republican bill replaces the open-ended version of Medicaid that currently exists and replaces it with a program of cap payments to the states based on their current levels. Republican John Kasich is the governor of Ohio, a state won by Trump and a state where Republicans have held control of the legislature for 20 of the last 25 years. Nevertheless, Kasich is a strong opponent of the American Health Care Act and made these comments to CNN's Dana Bash just 3 days ago.
I'm against it. My job, as I see my job as a governor of a state, my job is to look not just today, but in the out years at the impact it's going to have on people who need help.
On Tuesday, Kasich and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper jointly called on Senate Democrats to work across the aisle with Republicans on a complete rewrite of the health care bill. McConnell himself admitted that rescuing health care may require cooperation with the Democrats, although he was far less enthusiastic.
The status quo is simply unsustainable. It'll be dealt with in one of two ways. Either Republicans will agree and change the status quo, or the markets will continue to collapse, and we'll have to sit down with Senator Schumer. And my suspicion is that any negotiation with the Democrats would include none of the reforms that we would like to make, both on the market side and the Medicaid side.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York is the Senate Minority Leader, and although the Republicans' replacement for Obamacare seems to be on shaky ground, he is not taking anything for granted.
We know the fight is not over. That is for sure. We're not resting on any laurels, nor do we feel any sense yet of accomplishment, other than we are making progress because the American people are listening to our arguments.
Democrats in the Senate remember well that before finally being passed in the House of Representatives, the American Health Care Act came back from the dead so many times that it came to be known as zombie Trump care. And they also understand that as long as Mitch McConnell is still at work, they cannot rest easy. As Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal has said, quote, "The mantra on our side is never to underestimate Mitch McConnell," end quote. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.